Good morning. How about that? It's a Friday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, on this Friday, of course, we heard yesterday that the House had passed the tax bill. Hurdles remain. The New York Times writing this morning, the House took a significant leap forward as Republicans seek to enact the $1.5 trillion in tax cuts for businesses and individuals. The Senate version is approved by the Finance Committee, but whether it can pass the full chamber remains to be seen.
That's right. We have a whole bunch of senators who are expressing some doubt. We have Susan Collins expressing doubt, and she voted against the so-called health care bill, the Obamacare revision that was being put forward by the Senate. And so did John McCain, and so did Lisa Murkowski. I don't think those people are going to change. And now we have Ron Johnson from Wisconsin saying the same thing, that he's not going to vote for it. So on the face of it, it would appear that it is going down. Now, of course, we don't know what the Senate will do, whether they'll take out this ill-advised injection of the health care bill into the tax bill. If they take that out, they may get a couple more votes, but they have very few votes to spare, that's for sure. That's why the Al Franken thing becomes so important right now. Now, he has been accused of sexual misconduct, a guy who has always been in the feminist corner, and yet here's a picture of him with a woman who's sleeping with his hands on her breast, and the theory is here that he's just joking around. The testimony that we have had from the victim is that he wasn't fooling around, and he knows it, and he's issued an apology, and she's accepted it. How old is the former president of the United States, George Bush, now being accused himself of grabbing women's behinds? So this thing is now sweeping through the land. And in the case of Roy Moore, who I know you intend to get to in this questioning, he's now significantly behind, and worse for him, it's going the wrong way against him. There's still a fairly large group of people who are undecided. I think it's gone down from 10 to 9%. But I have a feeling those are going to be more voters who are not willing to come out and say that they're supporting him. In any case, the polls are bad on Moore, and it now looks like there could be one more Democrat. Now, if the Democrats take the Senate, I've been thinking about this, if the Democrats take the Senate and the House, there's no question, no matter what these guys are doing in tax reform right now, are going to be reversed once the Democrats get into office. That's my bet. Although, you still got to get through a president who has three more years and has the ability to veto anything that the Democrats, if they take the Congress, have for them. So there's a lot of stuff that we can think about here, and we don't really know what's going to happen. But the gloves are off, and everybody is in a state of turmoil.
Does the removal of the state and local tax deductions that especially hurts those blue states like the Northeast, does it stay, does it go?
Well, according to the Senate, it stays. According to the House, it goes. The president has made utterances which would appear to say it goes, but you don't really know with him because, you know, he can change on a dime and has. He wants a tax bill, that's for sure. And they want to get it done fast. Because in the 18 elections, a lot of things could change, and I think will. It's interesting, David, because you have somebody like John Faso, who has been a fairly big supporter of the president of the United States and of the Republicans, more so of the Republicans in the House of Representatives, I would say that, and his leader, Ryan, and they let him off the hook. They had plenty of votes to spare in the House because it is a bit of an oligarchy. So they take the people who are most at risk and they say, okay, you're off the hook. And in John Faso's case, at least Stefanik's case, they were off the hook. You can bet that if they needed those votes, it might have been a different story.
Finally, Zimbabwe. And what's happening in that part of the world as we see the strongman potentially poised to replace Mugabe?
That's right. Strongman. So you get a longtime president whose wife is apparently in control. His nephew is in charge of one thing. You know, what they've done is they make this into a family oligarchy. And now you get another strongman says he's going to come in and take over. And it's a matter of corruption. See, he's taking over because of the corruption in the country. Yeah, does anybody believe that he's not going to be just a different corrupt guy?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, WAMC friends and family, we'll catch up with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.